Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Cat Freestyle, bringing you day 27 of the Dog Days of podcasting. And I have arrived in Atlanta. Hooray! This is also being recorded on the Zoom H6 because I don't have a studio to bring with me. And this is as good as a studio, as a portable studio as you're going to find, at least for now. Just didn't have the suitcase space or weight for the Rodecaster and mics and everything else. As it was, I had 49 and a half when I got to the airport and weighed it on the scale where you go to the ticket kiosk and get the baggage ticket. Then I walked it up to the counter and the guy threw it on the scale and I swear it said 50.5 for a second. Then it backed off to 49.5 because I said, it said 49.5 over there. And he goes, oh, don't trust that scale. It's 20 pounds too high. I weighed myself this morning. That was pretty funny. I had a good laugh at the fact that he was joking not about the weight of my bag, but his own weight. It was funny. Just everybody says, oh, this scale must be broken. So he was trying it there. The plane ride was great. It was, I flew Delta, which I normally don't do. I would have gone Southwest. But for whatever reason, when we booked this months ago, it was on Delta. It could have been price, could have been schedule, could have been whatever. And was in the back. I don't have any status, so I'm group 6. And as we're boarding, they're saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is a full flight. We need to check some carry-ons. And some people did that. And I had the ukulele and my laptop bag, which was just packed full. I'm hoping that whatever I lose here, like a microphone and some books and the script for our script reading, will give me a few pounds that I could put like the H6 in there or something. Because my backpack was just almost busting the zippers. But that's all I had. I figured I should be able to get the ukulele on top of somebody's carry-on bag near my seat, which I did. I was back at row 29, right across from the middle bathroom. And there was a family, mom, dad, 18-month-old girl, little blondie, reminding me of Lisa when she was little, and in front with her two older kids, must have been like 8 or 10 or 10 and 11, something. And I started chatting with them, you know, where are you going and whatnot, and the little girl, she was friendly, precocious. I go, hello, and she says as soon as I show up, yeah, so it was a nice ride. Then she conked out about 20 minutes into it, and mom took a nap too. The shades were down, the lights were out, and I needed to work on my Remarkable, which doesn't have a backlight. Tried the overhead light in the plane, and it was just a little too bright. Didn't want to wake up mom and baby. And then I remember, wait a minute, I have a little, like a reading light for a book that I bought. So I'm digging around in my bag, and I pull it out, clip it on, and I'm trying to keep it angled away from them, but still readable. It's on the dimmest setting. And later, we got up to go to the bathroom and came back, and instead of mom sitting next to me, dad's now sitting next to me. Mom's got the window seat. And he said, yeah, thank you for being such a nice travel companion. And it's hard to travel with children, and I recognize that. And I think she only fussed like a couple times when she was playing Angry Birds and the pilot came on and interrupted her game. But otherwise, she was terrific. I said, my pleasure. Thank you for letting me relive some memories and, you know, sharing your family with me. So it was a good trip all around. We got into Atlanta 20 minutes early, which was just amazing. I thought, oh, we're going to be stuck on the runway waiting for our gate. Nope. We got right in. I walked off the plane and we're at the T gates. Now, the concourses go alphabetically, but they start with T. And I couldn't remember, because I've never been at the T ones before, I couldn't remember if T was at the end where the security is, like where you start. And then it goes A. There's another one in there, like M. And then it goes A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I've flown in and out of it, everything from A to G or whatever the highest number is, H. And I went, T, where's T? Because as soon as I walked off, it says, you're at like T6. There, you don't have to take the train. You're basically there. You're at the main station. So walked to the carousel, and as the bags were going around, hey, that looks a lot like mine. But I had to go in and around. You can only load into that area, there's a glass barrier rail thing that only lets you into certain at certain points. And that was closer to the signboard that said, you know, here's your flight and here's the baggage claim. Well, there's the flight and the baggage claim was number one, which I saw, and it was my bag. So the bag, I just literally walked up there. There weren't even a whole bunch of people standing around yet. Walked up, grabbed my bag and left. I'm making good time. It's like the commercial where, you know, everything goes according to plan. Then I got to the MARTA station and got a new card. I had to get a new card for some reason. It said, your card has expired. We're going to issue another one. So that was only $2. That was the only part of the trip that wasn't picture perfect. Well, and the next part, walk up to the trains and there's two. Well, there was none, but there's two tracks that come in. They're both on the same line and then they split after you get past DragonCon area. So you can take either the red one or the yellow one. Doesn't matter. So the yellow one comes in first, jump on that one. And we wait a couple minutes, and then you hear, like, what? And everybody starts leaving. And one lady says, train's out of service. Okay, we'll go across the I don't know what you call it, the dock, the track, tramway, the station, platform, that's it. Wow, I'm suffering from Mark Kilfoyle syndrome today. Sorry, Mark, I had to do that. Went across the platform. And the right train comes right in. I barely had to wait. No, in fact, it had come in while we were waiting to take off. So it had been there a couple minutes. We walked over, and as soon as I got on, boom, doors closed. Perfect timing. Again, perfect timing with that. And then it takes off. And got to the station, got to Dragon Con. A little bit of a... There's some construction going on at Five Points where the blue and green lines intersect the red and the yellow lines. One goes north-south, one goes east-west, and I need to go one station west. So, you know, it's up the escalator, across the floor, down... I couldn't find the down escalator, so I dragged my 49.5-pound bag down the stairs. Ka-thunk, 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 ka-thunk. And it showed up like a minute later, got on, got to the exit, met a nice lady. We exchanged some words and our friend code on the DragonCon app. Thank you, Amy. Don't know if you're listening or not. Probably not, but nice to meet you. Hope to see you around the con. And got to the hotel room, took a nap, woke up. I went down to the lobby and we saw Kyle and Tony, our friends from the DragonCon parade, who also stay here. So, I mean, I literally sat down for 60 seconds, started strumming the ukulele, and boom, there he is with his luggage cart full of luggage. They're checking in. You know, walked with them up to their room, unloaded, chit-chatted for a while, came back down. I said, oh, I'll take... Craig just texted me. He said he's a couple minutes out. Walked the luggage cart down. He didn't need it. He's already got one loading up in the driveway. So everything was working like clockwork yesterday. It was just kind of impressive. We chit-chatted for a while, showed him how to get the Meshtastic up and running. He showed me a couple things about the app that I hadn't had time to explore and was too lazy to read, maybe. Got our complimentary drink from the hotel, and then we headed over to the beer garden where Mad Marv was waiting. So had dinner with Mad Marv, got done with that, talked to Gary, came back to the hotel room and swapped stories for must have been a couple more hours. It was getting pretty late and we were getting pretty lubricated, and then got some rest. So that was Wednesday in a nutshell. All right, enough chitter chatter today. I know that probably was too much detail for a lot of these things. Give you the song of the day. This one's from Chris A. Moody, Always a Woman by Billy Joel.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes. She can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. She steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. And she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, but she's always a woman to me. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She's frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. She can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
Thanks for the request, Chris. And I got more coming. Join me for day 28. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.